Armbar, I just got back the odd copy from our sponsors. Can you do the read for me?
Oh, boss, you know I can't read.
Right, right. Oh, look, it's Doubletail. Barry, can you spare a minute?
Sure, what's up? Also, I'm pretty sure I asked you not to call me Barry.
Well, Barry, our sponsors gave us this ad copy to read, and unfortunately our friend Armbar here can't read, so can you do the promo for us?
Sure thing. Hey there, sports fans. Baragon Doubletail here to remind you Bard Rock Cafe is brought to you by Dragon Master Games. Shop at their online storefront for your D&D and TTRPG products, as well as collectibles. We're now also partnered with FanRoll, who make high-quality dice sets, dice bags, trays and towers, and other accessories. Follow our affiliate link and use code BARDROCKCAFE at checkout to save 10%, and a portion of your order goes to support the show. Finally, you can also support the show directly by subscribing to our Ko-fi. Subscribers get access to wild rewards like exclusive bonus content, tarot readings from Rook, social media shoutouts, and tabletop games with the cast. As always, all the relevant links can be found in the show notes. Now, let's rock!
Support the show, or I'ma come near ya! You
can't threaten your listeners.
It's not a threat, it's a promise! Support the show, jabronis!
Previously on Bard Rock Cafe, Rook returned and informed the party the Drow had taken their families hostage. Attempts to negotiate their safe return seemed futile until Nadir revealed that he knew how to cast a 10th level spell. Now that the party's families have been freed, can Armbar and Doubletail win their match? Find out today on Bard Rock Cafe!
And welcome back to episode 42 of Bard Rock Cafe. I'm Kenny, I'll be your DM for this episode. I don't know why I'm talking in ASMR voice, but anyway.
Welcome to Bard Rock Cafe After Dark.
You're right. at the end of last episode, the party negotiated the return of everyone's relatives from the Drow fighters, and there is now going to be an actual stand-up, even fight, between the Drow and the Bard Rock Cafe. The match started with Armbar and Doubletail being whisked away to the lava arena with floating platforms above the lava, sweltering heat. And on a far platform is Drow Blademaster, and looks to be some kind of priestess. However, occurs to me, I didn't give y'all a chance to make any bets on this match, and you would have had time because you did get a short rest in. So, does anyone have any bets they would like to make? Let's try to limit it to, like, one.
In addition to the existing bet, obviously.
Yes.
What was the existing bet again?
The bet with the Drow, that whoever loses has to help the winner achieve their goals.
I would like to bet knowledge of a hole in the genie's, airtight game against a boon from the genie.
I feel like this is tuning exam rules from Naruto, where it's okay to cheat as long as you don't get caught.
That does track with what the genie's response is. And the genie, apart from the hat bet, you have not seen the genie take many other bets, and he does not take this one.
Fair enough, worth a shot.
Nadir goes and flags down one of the Mephits. He kind of, gestures over to his staff and runs his hand down the side of it, along some very worn runes that, they're all scratched up and incomplete, and whatever they were is definitely not usable anymore. I know that there's probably someone here who knows what this was and can fix it. I would like to exchange any information of any caliber that someone requires if they would fix this in return.
Okay, so you're wanting someone to fix the staff, and your bet that you're offering is any knowledge that they require.
Any knowledge, any caliber, any quantity. Whatever they want, as long as it is information, I will provide.
Okay, yeah.
That is kind of scary.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
I gotta think about that one for a second. All right.
I'm Spoo. Mom, can you come pick me up? They're making weird bets.
Maybe they'll find out what color underwear Armbar's wearing.
Trick
question. He's not.
We established in episode 3 you have lucky breeches, actually. You'd be wearing them for the tournament.
Why do you remember all this? Retcon it.
Why do you know what's in Armbar's pants so well?
I'm waiting.
Because Brobar is definitely a ship of this show. He's my best friend.
He's my pal. My good time boy.
He's my good time boy.
Shout out to Matthew Berry. Love that guy.
Right.
Sorry, Candy, continue.
Sure. So, the Mephit puts out that there is this bet of interest. It takes a minute. Partly because of the magic, and partly because there's just not many people that know what the hell that staff is. However, as you finish making the offer, and the pause lingers, a tiny, tiny fairy flutters up. It is smaller than the Mephit by size, right? It looks like it could stand on both legs in the palm of your hand. It's very old, very crooked. She wears a dress made from a snowflake. She says, "Hello."
"Oh, hello.
My name is Queen Man. What is yours?"
"Oh, I was not, apologies, Queen." And he gives a very slight bow. "My name is Nadir Kosane Amber, and, well, it is an honor."
"If you don't mind me asking, how did you come across this thing?"
"It was," and he pauses to think for a minute, "a gift from someone a very long time ago."
"Well, you must have very interesting friends."
"Yeah. I had someone who, in an old adventuring party, who believed that it was cursed and wanted to give it to someone who could manage it. And, well, quite simply, I think I've worn it out."
"Well, I would be happy to restore it. I will take your bet."
"Oh, thank you. Do you know what information you would like?"
She puts a finger on her chin, regards you for a moment, looks at your allies over at the Bardrock corner, says, "I'd like to know the location of the obelisk. Where you got that," and she points right at the symbol on your chest.
"Oh, well, that's easy enough. I can do that." He reaches out a hand with kind of, like, one finger kind of broken off in a way that's like, he's not sure if she'll take the whole hand or just take a finger because tiny.
So she does flutter down towards your hand and daintily, like, it's not so much a handshake as it is, like, she is touching the tip of your index finger.
Okay.
Because she is, again, tiny. So she is basically fist bumping your index finger, and your index finger is still dwarfing her hand. As she does so, your entire arm goes numb from cold.
Ooh. I think it just almost falls down to its side.
You are especially vulnerable to it because you have baby hands.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Mephit scribbles in the book and says, "The bet is set. Good luck to both of you." She says, "Yes, good luck." I am assuming that you're betting on Bardrock and Mab is betting on... Yeah. Sorry, I realized we kind of breezed past that. No, that's the bet. All right.
No, I'm betting against you guys. Sorry.
Sorry. Oh, I guess we have to throw now.
Throwing in the towel on this one.
The black staff literally told you not to.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to bet 2 of my 300 gold diamonds against whoever can come up with the best stuff. I'm voting on Armbar and Baragon, but...
Alright, whoever can come up with the best stuff, what are you looking for? I need something a little bit more than that.
I can do money, I can do cool weapons, I can do, you know, info. Just whatever's worth 2 diamonds if I...
Wait, I have a very interesting proposition above board.
Uh-huh.
although this actually feels a little bit more like Rook than Epi, but we're in a whole different plane where everyone from everywhere is gathered. You know what kind of drugs you could get here?
Oh my god, yes. Hold on.
I never pegged Rook as doing drugs, actually.
No, I didn't either.
No, but you can.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, Rook's a cool teen that just says no to drugs.
Bet Effie would do some weird junk with it. I want to bet 300, or two of my 300 gold diamonds for just. They're worth 300 gold.
600 gold worth of diamonds, that's what you're betting.
Yeah, 600 gold worth of diamonds for extra planar ingredients.
You get carrots. Careful how you word this. This is phase.
Look, we can do phase shrooms, because then I could get in good with my shroom buddy, okay? So, like, if somebody has a really cool brand of mushroom that won't kill me.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
So, extra cool shrooms.
Okay.
And I am, of course, betting on Armbar and Baragon. Or just anything that would be, like, a really cool drug.
I hope you guys are betting on this.
Yeah.
Why not?
You're specifically looking for really cool shrooms.
Really That's cool shrooms, yes.
Okay.
Gotta get my buddy something.
Rare shrooms. Shrooms that don't grow on the material plane.
Do we have time to pull Patricia in here?
Oh my god, I swear to Christ, if Kenny gives you Zugtomoy shrooms at the end of this...
That'd be really funny.
Well, Zugtomoy's dead, so...
Correct.
So those would be worth something.
The thought crossed my mind, and then I immediately stopped. It was like, nope, those don't exist anymore. Zugtomoy's gone. They're just fruit. Okay. Yeah, I like this. A gnome comes up to you. Mm-hmm. But the gnome is like... It's not like most gnomes that you've seen, right? The features are even more exaggerated. A much longer, much more protruding nose.
I love this man already.
The smile just literally almost goes up to his eyes. The pupils, humongous. Hair, very much like hairspray could not achieve this level of vertical stability. And his hair is sticking up as tall as he is. Ears that are just almost as big as the hair. This is very clearly a fey creature.
I like this.
The gnome puts forward a piece of paper. Says, this is a license for the most specialist shroom in existence. Yours for the taking. You win the bet.
May I observe the paper?
Sure, he unrolls the paper. Do you speak Sylvan?
I am going to stick my hand in the pocket and touch that obelisk rock.
Cool. As you touch the paper, the Sylvan becomes legible. It is long and obtuse and very, very complicated contractual agreement sort of paper.
Oh, no.
I have a degree in law. Rock would like to read the contract.
Roll me an intelligence check. Just an intelligence check.
Okay. Where's my intelligence? God, do I just click intelligence?
Yep.
Oh my god, nat 20! Okay, hang on, I'm gonna roll my thing.
Wow!
Let's go.
Cool. So that happened.
Oh, two nat 20s! Huh.
Get some.
64 and 43 for those d20s. I hope we win this.
D100s.
D100s. Yeah.
64 and what?
43. 43? Mm-hmm. On a D100.
No, yeah.
I'm so smart, you guys.
That's traditionally called cheating.
Damn, what's your modifier? That's crazy.
Alright, question for the party. Do you guys have, like, bags of holding or other extra-dimensional storage devices?
I have... My food truck has a box of colding.
Cool. What is in it?
Meatball sub-ingredients, mostly. Beer.
Sure. Brock, you're at the food truck when a Keystone Light just narrowly misses your head as it launches out of the bag of golden. And as you all look around, there's like about a 100-foot circle around Epi. You watch as like random bags at people's hips fly open and you know, over here there's a silver sword, there's a, like, out of each bag that looks to be like a bag of holding or like a handy haversack or anything that is an extra dimensional storage space, looks like one item from each one within 100 feet just launches out into the air.
Is my contract an extra dimensional storage space?
No.
Okay, awesome.
I know we discussed the particulars of it, but is my book considered an extra dimensional storage space?
No.
Okay.
Random pages just go flying everywhere.
Oh no.
Cause it's like halfway there.
That's a more abstract.
Yeah.
You're not storing a physical item.
Yeah.
It's like anyway. Epi.
Yeah.
Mort makes more of an argument for that anyway.
Anyway, so with a 24, that is a nat 20. I will say that this is very, very complicated Feywild legal jargon that, to your very keen intellect, seems to be very, for Feywild standards, straightforward and very protecting of the person that carries it. It is the deed to a house-sized mushroom.
Oh, he is on. Ooh. He is on. I have made a friend. I would like to introduce myself to this tiny, definitely not a gnome. Like, you know what, sir? You're on. And what name might I know you by?
Oh, I'm Finkel Starberry.
Finkel Starberry, it is a delight to meet you.
Likewise!
I would die for Finkel Starberry.
Finkel Starberry.
Finkel Starberry.
I would die for him.
Same. I love Finkel Starberry.
Alright, any other bets?
So what yes. do I do with all this crap at my feet?
There's not crap at your feet.
It didn't attract you, you created an anti-gravity field.
It didn't go to you, it just, something from every extra-dimensional storage space launched into the air.
Oh. I'm just gonna quietly say, sorry about that, I sneak.
Epi, you owe me 5 coppers.
I am once again going to put up my great sword of sharp for something. I'm not gonna be super picky as to what. Surprise me.
Somebody offers a glittering blue metal ingot.
Oh.
Can I, like, inspect it?
Sure.
At all?
Roll Arcana.
Can I help at all?
Sure. How do you help? Are you just using the help action?
Yeah. I'm just gonna peek over his shoulder.
It's gonna spoon feed me the answers. Oh, that's not terrible for Baragon. That's -1, that's a 15.
This looks like some kind of enchanted mithril ingot.
Okay.
With a 15, that's all you get.
Yeah, why not? I'll take it.
Doesn't the helps thing get advantage?
I got advantage, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I rolled, my first one, thankfully, was like a 3.
Okay. Alright, other bets.
Is there a limit on how big I can go with a bet or how complex I can make it?
You just have to find someone to take it.
I want to bet my 10,000 real gold and my 10,000 gold and soul coins on this match.
20,000 gold, including soul coins.
Yes.
A humanoid figure, flowing robes, with a dragon mask over their face, walks up to you and presents a single golden coin. The coin is about the size of the palm of your hand.
Substantially bigger than a regular gold piece, then.
Yeah, it's not a gold piece. It is kind of like a coaster-sized gold coin.
All right.
Nice.
And embedded into coin, so it looks to be some kind of glowing filigree, the impression of a dragon with 5 heads.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
Oh, no. Above?
The figure does not speak at all. They simply present the coin.
I'm going to assume by body language you're accepting my bet. Deal on. Although I would like to actually, really quick first, assess it. Can I roll something to see if I can intuit what this thing is?
I'll let you roll whatever you want. The best result will be religion.
All right, let's go ahead and roll some religion.
Can I peek over his shoulder and assist on this one too?
Sure.
That is an 18 for religion.
So this is a holy symbol of Tiamat. However, it does seem to be a little bit more... You've seen holy symbols. They don't usually have this level of design or value.
This is like the Pope's holy symbol of Tiamat.
Yeah, this looks like a holy icon of some kind.
All right, Brock's into it.
With a flourish, the coin vanishes underneath the robes, and the dragon mask figure retreats back into the crowd as the method scribbles into the book.
Rook, do you want it on the fun?
Hi, I'm so sorry. I spaced the hell out. I'm so sorry about that. What did you just ask?
I was asking if you want to place any bets in the match.
Oh, no, Rook does not want to place any bets. She's good.
Okay.
Okay, so listen, we got the deer, Epi, Brock, Rook is passing, and Paragon. Armbar, any bets?
No, Armbar and Minibar are just kind of focused on the fight. Because he's, like, seething mad at the drow.
Get they asked.
So, with all the bets in place, you are whisked away to the arena.
Alright, before the bets, can we do our thing where we do prep stuff first?
What? I thought we did prep stuff last time.
No, I didn't give them my bardic inspirations. I'm giving them each one.
And Rook just wants to say bye to her mom. So, before she gets teleported away...
I think her mom's just chilling there, having a beer. Oh no, this is the fighters.
Mm-hmm. I'm all out of order. Wait a second. What's
Don't worry.
Going on?
Epi's just gonna put a hand on Rook's shoulder. Alright, so once the matches start, Armbar and Baragon get teleported into the arena. The rest of us get teleported into the viewing area. Your mom's coming with you.
So we're right, she's right here. Okay, cool. Never mind. We're all good.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Brock is pouring her a cup of tea and asking what it looks like to have a beholder wink.
Is it winking or blinking? We have to know.
Right. Well, that is a question we'll leave to the philosophers.
sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're totally good. I forget, this is the first time you've been here for a match, so, yeah.
Yes.
That's why I was trying to make sure she didn't want to do a thing.
In character, you have no clue what the hell is going on, so this tracks, right?
It's true. I'm just so involved in my character.
Exactly. Epi's gonna lean over. Also, just so you know, you can bet on the matches, these little imps show up. Yeah, see this guy right here? I actually won his freedom by betting a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's having a great time, and there's just this imp blackout drunk at the bar. And, yeah, so we've been making lots of money. I just bet on a mushroom house in the Feywild. Lots of stuff available.
Okay.
Epi has so many little guys.
I have so many little guys, although rest in peace, Tim Camp.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to do before they get whisked away. Brock approaches Dot and holds out the bag of sand and says, Dot, here, when they get into your face, just say pocket sand and throw it in their eyes.
Yeah, you got it, boss. I mean,
Brock.
Brock. He, like, looks over at Epi.
I heard that.
And he, like, really low, boss.
Thank you.
All right, Brock is done setting them up to fail and to succeed now.
I love it.
All right, anything else before we start the match?
Let's do it. I'm itching.
Okay. Both starting at your own platform, hovering over fields of lava. The method counts down. With a loud gong sound, the fight begins. So, a few things happen right out of the gate. The swordmaster shrugs off his jacket, basically, and he is wearing just his pants and the swords and nothing else. The sword is all like in his hand in one fluid motion. The priestess seems to be preparing a holy symbol and a rod of some kind. Brock.
Okay.
Your third soul, you get that inky feeling in the pit of your stomach, but it's accompanied with what you can interpret loosely as a triumphant feeling. Then it passes.
Ooh, what it do?
What happened?
Inky, you want to share what's going on with the rest of the class? I say telepathically to my third soul.
All you get in return is just a dull rumble of pleasure.
Okay, I won't kink shame. I'm the last person who should.
Yikes.
So,
hey.
Up first in initiative order, Nadir, what are you doing as you watch the match?
I think Nadir is still, because nobody's told him to stop, he's still going to do that thing where he's just basically using prestidigitation on the, like, viewing globe thing to add effects that favor Armbar and Baragon.
Nice.
He's making a fan cam of you guys live.
Gotcha.
He's so valid.
Well,
that's awesome.
Go ahead and roll a performance check.
14.
Decent. You're getting people to come around. The drow are also, you know, performing to try and get things on their favor. No clear winning right now, but you're not, like, sabotaging Armbar and Doubletail either. So, you're doing that. The Blade Master seems to be waiting on the Priestess. He is preparing to do something. They are not moving towards you in the slightest. Brooke, as you are in the stands watching, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm considering something. But I'm not sure. See, Rook's new here, and she doesn't really know if she can do this without getting into trouble. So because Epi was being nice earlier, she gets Epi's attention and asks, if I summoned something and sent it to help, would it be okay?
Possibly, but I think that might have needed to be with them before they got into the ring.
Yeah, so above game, if you're talking about Fairy and wanting to send Fairy in with them, I will retroactively let you have done that.
Okay, I was actually thinking of my butterfly, but that's also a great idea.
Do the butterfly.
Yeah. Oh my god, the
butterfly knife she got for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I summon that butterfly?
You absolutely can summon the butterfly.
Okay, so Epi would tell me that, and I'd be like, yes. Okay, I'm gonna summon it.
So, you would have had an hour to, like, get...
Okay, get this information.
Yeah, so you definitely were able to
do
that.
I already got it.
Yeah. So, I will say the butterfly is going to act on your turn, so wherever it is when you sent it in there with them,
yeah,
it is also the butterfly's turn.
Okay. So the butterfly...
And for informational purposes, the butterfly uses the giant bat stat block.
I have it open.
Gotcha.
So who's going to roll for bat?
Well, I can roll the attacks.
Okay, that's cool. That's great. That's what I was like, ah. Okay, cool. So there's a priestess there, and she's trying to do something. And I think that's a good place to start. Bat attacker phase.
Alright, so the priestess is about 100 feet away as the bat flies. You have a fly speed of 60 feet with a giant bat.
A bit too far away. Who's closer? Swordman?
They're both, like, on the far platform.
Okay.
These are about, like, 5 or 6 floating platforms with narrow, like, stone bridges between them. Floating atop, like, a river of lava.
So, get as close as you can.
Okay. So, about halfway there, we'll say.
Yeah.
And there's just a butterfly.
Be menacing and... Yeah, a butterfly be menacing.
And it's not... It's just a butterfly. It's not, like, a gigantic butterfly. It's a butterfly. Yeah.
Beat your wings extra hard. That's it.
Oh, could I get a ride?
When I say it's just a butterfly, I mean, it can...
Oh, I keep... You said giant bat, and now I'm thinking of it as the size of a giant bat.
It uses the giant stat block for the purposes of
can
damage.
I get a ride? From this really strong butterfly, can I get a ride?
Just hold out your finger, it carries you.
It just sits on my back like a pair of tiny butterflies. I'm like in The Bug's Life.
I am a beautiful butterfly.
Right.
Alrighty. That's it.
So that's the butterfly. Is Rook doing anything from the stands? You are... So, for reference, the fight is being broadcast on what is a magical equivalent of a gigantic spherical jumbotron.
Okay. But how far away am I from everything?
Well, you're not... Armbar and Doubletail and now your butterfly are on a different plane.
Different plane? Okay, yeah. I think I remember that now earlier. So, I don't think there's anything else I can do right now.
Okay. So you're just watching the fight.
I'm just watching the fight.
Rock, do me a favor.
Okay.
And roll a d20 and add +8 twice.
Alright, 17 plus 8, 25.
Okay.
And 13 plus 8, 21.
Roll 6d10 plus 8 for me, please.
33.
Okay.
Any additional information about that 33?
Nope.
Kenny?
you feel another wave of just exultant, triumphant, just a wave of, like, adrenaline. You don't know what to make. That's all. Brock, what do you do with your turn?
I would like to cash in one of our crowd favors so I can cast Bane on the two fighters in the ring.
Absolutely. So, that happens.
Do I proc Wild Magic?
Resolve that. You do.
Alright. Let's get my Brock D100s. That is a 96.
96. So, swap your total bonuses to Persuasion and to Concentration for basically the duration of this match.
Concentration?
Yeah. So...
That's not a bonus. You mean Constitution?
Well, yeah. A Constitution saving throw? So, but swap your Constitution saving throw and your Persuasion.
Okay, cool. I understand now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Cool, I now have an 8 on Constitution saving throws now.
So, yeah. You can never drop bait. You will just always have it.
And then they have to make the save on Bane.
Yes, and that is a
DC 16 charisma. And can I actually use my bonus action to spend a bardic inspiration to reduce the swordsman?
Okay, so give me that DC one more time.
It's a DC 16 throw.
13 plus a high enough number for the priestess, so she passes.
And then
what are you reducing it by?
5.
5? Okay. After taking the 5 away, rolled a 12 on the die. Minus 5 is 7. I need to figure out what his charisma is. I don't think it's that high. Nope. So, the swordsman is Bane.
Alright, success!
Priestess is not.
And also, I point out that during my turn, my retainers are selling merchandise and food like hotcakes.
Roll just a general d20 for them.
That is a 20.
Oh my gosh.
Not gonna proc wild magic, that's just to see how well they're doing. So they are, people are loving it. People are buying merchandise left and right. You guys are semi-finalists. Everybody wants something. You're probably going to sell out.
We already did, baby.
Yeah.
Now we come to Doubletail, and then Armbar.
Oh boy, alright. Here we go.
Get it.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, since I'm hasted, I'm going to use my 35 feet of movement to get closer. I'm going to take a dash action, 70 feet. I am going to...
How far away are we?
100 feet.
100 feet.
100 okay. feet. So I'm 70 feet, I'm 30 feet away.
So, time out. Your speed is doubled with haste.
That's right. Okay, I'll go 70 feet. I'll use a dash action to make it, to close the distance with the priestess, because I need to get this problem taken care of immediately. Also, can I do like an insight check or something? Is she doing like divine magic?
Yeah, roll insight.
Remember, you have that bardic inspiration if you need it, don't forget.
Yeah, I'm gonna use that here, why not? For the fans.
See what you roll. You don't have to use the inspiration yet. See how you do.
That's a 16. I think I have plus 0 to insight. You know what, we'll make this a more sure thing, the bardic. That makes it a 20.
It's a flat 20?
Yep.
It does seem that way.
Interesting to note. Okay, I'll bring that up later, probably. Okay, so I used one dash action. I still have another action to attack. I'm going to use my bonus action to manifest my echo.
So you used your haste action and the bonus action. The haste action is more restrictive, so that one's gone.
My attack, 2, and then one with the echo. First attack is a 16 to hit.
16 to hit on the priestess.
On the priestess,
does not hit.
Okay.
You notice beneath her robes, your blade meets steel.
Okay, 25 for the second attack?
Yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay, and then the echo will take its attack. Does the Echo have the same stats as the Flame Tongue Greatsword, or is it just like a flat greatsword? I'm not actually sure how that
works. I'm not either. Go ahead.
It doesn't say.
Go ahead, just what's the attack roll?
The attack roll is a natural 1.
Does not matter. Roll wild magic real quick.
7. 45.
For simplicity, for the next 24 hours, your footsteps jingle like you have a cowbell attached to each foot.
Nice.
Like, you are, there is no chance it's stealth for you at all.
I do a little dance as I deal 16 damage.
From the one hit? Gotcha.
Oh, plus 2d6 while it's activated. 21 damage total. And I'm going to action surge, actually. That is a 17 and a 23? 22.
Okay, the 22 hits, the 17 does not.
Another 22 damage.
Alright, as the second strike hits, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
17 plus 3, 20.
Okay, so you do succeed, so you take half of 13, which is 6 fire damage, as a hellish rebuke flares out from the priestess at you. Is that your turn?
Yeah, that is my turn.
Alright, Armbar, you're up.
Okay, I have a couple questions.
Sure.
So like, the setting of the area, we are on our own little pedestals, and then there's, like, a long stretch that connects those areas together, and then everything outside of that is lava. Is that true?
Yeah, so I'm going to say there's 7 platforms total, and there's a land bridge connecting each platform to, like, about 3 others, making kind of generally a circle, right? So you can run straight to the other side for about 100 feet of movement, and you cross a little land bridge, and you're at the center platform, and then you cross another land bridge, and you're at the drow's platform. Does that make sense?
So what's to the sides of the platforms? Is it like a circular platform? How wide is... What's the diameter...
So each platform is anywhere from 20 to 30 feet wide. So they are not large, right? Like, they're, if everybody was on it, it would be kind of cramped. But there's room to move still.
So I have upgraded danger sense. And I was kind of curious on, like, would the upgraded danger sense, like, would I know to, like, at, like, a split second know to, like, disengage... like an attack or like something, like an environmental hazard.
What is the upgraded danger sense? How does that work? Because I know that originally danger sense is anything you can see, you have advantage against, right?
It was the ability to impose disadvantage on an attack roll reaction.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I'm like 90% sure.
Okay.
So, no. If you can see something happening, like if you're watching like a land bridge collapse into the lava, you would have advantage to, like, not fall into the lava. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, if what I do works out, and I have the option to do one or the other, I will let you know at that moment if, hey, can I try this, or can I not try that?
Gotcha.
So Minibar and I are, like, seething mad from the encounter from earlier, and we dash forward both together toward the swordsman.
Okay.
So we have...
You have... So you're both hasted, right? Like, everybody is hasted right now?
Yeah.
And flying.
Minibar is not hasted. Minibar is bar.
Minibar can ride on... Minibar can just ride on Armbar's shoulders.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'll say Minibar has to spend his action to get over there. He can. Flies at 60 feet right now, so he can do it.
Okay.
But he won't have, like, an attack, but he'll use his action to get there. Armbar, you use your extra haste action to get over there.
Yep. I'm gonna get up in front of the guy, and then I'm gonna try to do, I'm gonna try to do the roll in thunder on him. So I'm gonna grab him and try to do a special move on him by putting him in a pile driver position. And jumping really high in the air, and then trying to pile drive him.
So first you gotta grab him. So that is athletics for you. Let me ask you this, are you raging?
I was debating on whether or not to rage now. I think it helps to rage. I'm gonna rage.
That would give you advantage on this check, yeah.
And they'll give you a wild magic trigger too, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
So let's see what you get.
I'll get a roll my d8. So I got a 2. 2 is, that was the one I wanted. You teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space you can see. Until your rage ends, you can use this effect again on each of your turns as a bonus action.
Holy
shit. Oh, nice.
So, I wanna do the grab. So I do it as strength.
It is athletics at advantage because you're raging against the Blade Master's dexterity, or...
That's a crit.
Come on now, alright.
Let's go!
Alright. So I'm gonna roll, and then it's minus a d4 because Bane. Well, no. This is an ability check. Bane doesn't affect that. You grab, with a nat 20, you grab the Blade Master. Go ahead and roll your wild magic.
Wild magic, 2d100. I got a 38 and a 91.
91 is spicy.
So 38 and a 91?
Yeah.
Both of these are completely neutral to the fight. Which one would you like?
91.
All of your hair instantly undergoes 1 year's worth of growth.
I just went Super Saiyan.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go.
I will even let you have it bleach blonde if you really want it to.
With an aura awesome. Around it.
Yeah. So you all watched that happen, which is delightful. Alright, so you grab the Blade Master.
So I grab a hold of the Blade Master, and I'm like, you ain't going nowhere. And I proceed to jump in the air and twist him around to start doing the Rollin' Thunder special move. And what I want to do is I want to jump like to the side so that when we come down into the pile driver motion, we're coming down up like into the lava.
Whoa.
Okay. I dig it. Yeah, you can absolutely do that.
Hell yeah.
So here's the thing. You will take damage from the lava as well as him.
So this is where this kind of comes into play. And when we get near the bottom, I'm going to use the rage ability that I just had to teleport 30 feet up in the air, and I have fly, so I shouldn't take any damage. And he's stuck in the lava.
I love that.
Yeah, I dig it. Very well.
You just killed this guy.
I just killed this guy.
This guy kidnapped his grandmother, okay?
I mean,
it's valid.
Grammy.
Okay, so you do this. Describe... Ooh. Well, remind me what the ability does that I gave you.
So,
it has been months since I've done this.
So the Rollin' Thunder, Armbar's gonna pick like jump up in the air with the guy, and he starts spinning it in around in the air really fast, and then all of a sudden Armbar flips the guy over into pile driver position so that his head is in between his thighs, and as he comes down, he's just spinning very violently, and he's just gonna pile drive the guy's head right into the lava.
Okay, I found my notes. All right, roll me a performance for a 10 or higher.
19.
Do you have you have proficiency in that now?
Yeah,
too,
I definitely clicked that button.
Okay, so roll your damage twice for an attack.
So I got an 8 and a 17.
Okay, so you deal 25 damage to him just off the cuff, right? You teleport away right as you reach the lava. Lava, hang on, I gotta look it up. 6d10 fire damage. Yeah. Alright, let me roll that real quick.
How high are the platforms from the lava?
No, it's like on it, right? Like, if you take one step backwards at the edge, your foot goes into lava.
Oh my god.
It's like
we're
in a pool, but the pool is lava.
And every turn he's in there, he takes 10d10 damage.
Correct.
Wow. Right.
So, he takes another 42 damage that you do not take because you teleport away.
Damn. I have an idea of what I'm going to do. So the teleportation, I'm going to teleport directly linear to where the platform is from him. So they has to get by me to get back onto the platform.
Okay. Cool.
So, I used one attack, and then does the dash count as an action, too?
Well, so I'm going to say you've used your abilities for this turn, right? So you used the special attack that I gave you, which, for me, I think in my head, because it's such a flourishy, flashy thing, would take your action, right? So that's it for this round.
Okay.
Did he use both hasted action?
Yeah, the one was used to dash. So you've used both your actions, your bonus action, but yeah, you are situated such that he would have to go around you to get back on the platform.
So I can't use my extra attack right now?
No, because you didn't take the attack action. You did the whatever, the armbar finishing move.
The roll in thunder. Okay, well, I guess if that's the end of my turn, I'd like to hold for a reaction.
I want to just ask really quick, where is Minibar? Like, Minibar moved, but where did Minibar move to?
Minibar, from what I understand, Minibar was also directly next to the Blademaster before all of the shenanigans, correct?
I don't think he was able to make it, right? Because he doesn't have the same speed.
Well, he had to dash, so he would be able to get anywhere on that platform, it's just that was it.
Oh, okay. Well, if he's there, then I guess I'll have him standing like next to Armbar.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right. So, it is the priestess's turn.
How about...
Hey, when does Dot go?
Actually, Debbie, you're not in the initiative order. But conveniently, you go right before Armbar. So, technically, Dot would have been able to do something... Basically, for the purposes of this, we'll say at the same time as Armbar.
Okay.
So, what would Dot be doing in the middle of these chaotic movements?
I have a very dumb question. Does counterspell work through Dot? I know it's not a touch spell, but...
No, it has to be touch.
Okay. Dot is about to get the instructions to do shocking grasp, because I'm on Baragon's shoulder, and he's in melee range with her, right?
Yes, that's right. You were on Baragon's shoulder, not Armbar's. So.
Yes. So what Dot is going to be instructed to do is to jump over to the gal and do Shocking Grasp, which, because she has that metal armor, I get advantage on.
Correct.
And, let's see. And it can't take reactions until the start of its next turn, if it hit. So, 23.
Yeah, that hits. 7 lightning damage to the priestess. And technically, she took her reaction already on Baragon's turn, which did come before Dot, so...
That works.
With the Shocking Grasp, Priestess is actually looking kind of hurt. She just took a bunch of damage just right out the gate. A cloud of darkness envelops the entire area of this platform. It is magical darkness. Baragon, Armbar, none of you can... You're blind right now, essentially. You cannot see in the darkness.
Can the butterfly?
The butterfly actually can. See, in the darkness.
Amazing.
Because I picked the exact right stat block.
Butterfly actually is still hovering about halfway to this platform. So the butterfly is not even in the darkness. The butterfly is just kind of there.
I love it. Poor guy.
The Blade Master was readying his own action.
Just readying an action?
Well, he was waiting for the priestess to do something, right? The priestess has done it. Armbar, what is your armor class?
With haste, it's 19. I'm gonna impose disadvantage on the first attack.
Okay. Miss. What is Minibar's armor class?
I think it would just be 17.
That's a hit. That is going to be... We riot.
It happened.
Womp, womp.
Look, I have revivify spells.
It happened once.
It happened to somebody else's son.
Excuse me, Muck didn't die. Minibar did.
Minibar ain't dead.
Yeah, because I suggested we revivify him. I found his body for you. With my wand of secrets.
His name is Bar now, by the way.
Not Armbar, just Bar.
Bar Simpson.
Bar takes 32 damage.
Damn.
Do you have anything else, Armbar? Who did you bring with you? Anybody?
Didn't think I did.
So, Doubletail, what is your armor class?
19.
That's a hit. You take 30 damage.
Okay.
Are you baiting this guy, by the way?
Yeah, no. Let me check. I think it only is going to matter for the one on Bar. No, it still hits. Nat 1 on his attack against the shadow that you created. And then Dot.
Hi.
Definitely hits. Dot just evaporates and is gone.
Oh.
There goes my pocket sand.
Well, okay, I have a quick question.
Yep.
When Dot evaporates, does that make the pocket sand go in the face of the sorceress?
It would, if it did that, it would do it in the face of Baragon, too. I think we'd rather not.
I would prefer if it didn't.
Fair enough.
Dot didn't have time to use it, so it just kind of falls to the ground.
I catch it. I can't see, but I do it anyway, because I'm...
You can't see anything. Okay, sure. I'll let you do that.
Cat-like reflexes.
I love how I just got away with something just by saying, because I'm cool. Yeah.
So, Dot is gone. Lots of damage to Bar and Doubletail.
What was Dot about to say?
To those of you watching from the crowd, this guy had been preparing an action, right? So he gets basically suplexed into the lava, and then it's like he just vanishes. And you see, across the surface of the lava, almost all at the same instant, is like footprints leading back to the island, but like super fast, right? Like his feet hit every footprint spot at the same point to make the splash. And then he's inside a cloud of darkness and you don't see what happens. So, it is now pitch black. None of you can see shit. That is the Blade Master's turn.
Oh, now he's going?
No, that was his turn.
Oh. He didn't take any damage for being in the lava?
The initial damage he took, he didn't stay there. He got out right quick and in a hurry.
I thought for some reason this was like a legendary action, and you're like, now it's actually his turn. God.
Wouldn't he have had to have gone through like minibar and or bar and armbar and mega bar?
Oh, actually, armbar and minibar weren't standing near Baragon. Would they have gotten disadvantaged opportunity attacks?
No, not in this damn case. This is an ability that he has.
Damn.
Epi, we just opened up a gift shop to help raise funds to rebuild the Bard Rock. Look at this fancy new design.
I'd love that on a new t-shirt.
You are transported to a world of t-shirts, all identical. You can feel your sense of self slipping away from you as the shirts reach out and grab you and assimilate.
I cast dispel magic.
Epi, where'd you go?
Wild magic. Don't ask, it was terrible. So, where is the gift shop going to be?
Oh, well, we have two storefronts, bardrockcafe.redbubble.com and tpublic.com/users/bardrockcafe, so anyone can support the Bard Rock.
You know, the coffee mug is really cute.
And that's not all we sell. We have t-shirts, hoodies, children's apparel, baby ones.
Bard Rock Cafe's gift shop is now open. Sales go to support the show, so if you want to help out and also get some cool Bard Rock Cafe merch, go check it out.
That's everything we had so far. Epi, are you listening?
Hmm? Did you say something?
Moving back to the top of the round, because for some reason the guy with the highest dexterity... No, that's right. No, he was reacting on the priestess's turn. The priestess is at the top, the bottom. Nadir. Back up to the top. You just saw all that shit. What are you doing? Which I will say, Armbar, when you used your special ability, your performance roll also got another audience favor, so you're back up to 3 as a group.
Yay!
I don't think I have anything that can help from this far away.
Well, so you can cast a spell in that area. It is covered in magical darkness, so you can't actually see anybody. There's just the darkness.
Can I cast counter magic?
What do you want to cast?
Counterspell when she was trying to cast the thing.
Well, a little late to have done that now.
I know.
Yeah. I do not have anything that would help.
You don't have dispel magic?
No.
Now that's what Brock brings to the party, and Brock gave us up for the more valuable counterspells, which were supposed to be used to counter the magical darkness, but we misstep. It's fine.
The only thing... No, because I'm concentrating on haste. Yeah, I don't have anything that I can do.
Can I passive-aggressively say, you know, for a genie's show, I can't see anything. This isn't very entertaining.
Roll me a persuasion check.
Ooh.
Can I assist? Because I was about to do the same thing.
Hell yeah.
For this, I will have both of you roll a check in for reasons.
17?
I also got a 17 on the die, and my persuasion, you said? So this is currently 2. So 19.
So an 18 average. We're not the only ones that are frustrated. There's jeers from the crowd of, we can't see anything. I'm gonna roll for the Genie Prince. Is it that one? Genie Prince is likewise put off by the darkness. Not doing anything yet, but there's supposed to be a show, right? So, that was... Well, we'll say that was your turn when you get to your heavy.
Okay.
Nadir, is there anything you're doing on your... We got out of order. We are in combat order. Sorry.
No, there's really not much I can do to help with this.
Then moving on. Next in the initiative order is the Blade Master. Armbar. He's real pissed at you.
Good.
So, he's going to be making a few attacks on you.
All with Bane.
Yes. First one, let me see what his bonus is. Does a 16 hit you? It probably does not.
No.
Second one misses. That one... What is your armor class?
19.
Misses because of Bane.
Yes.
Natural 20.
Gah.
You take... 19 points of slashing damage, halved to 10 because you are raging.
Okay.
Yeah. He's fine.
I'm all good.
Blade Master's going to action search.
No, he's not.
gonna hit regardless of what Bane rolls. That is... Oh no, the last one was a crit, wasn't it? Hang on. I gotta roll that again.
What?
Yeah, last one was a crit.
Take another 10 points of damage on top of what you took. Reduce to 5.
Oh, okay.
So, that's from the crit, sorry.
That's okay.
Alright. So he hits you again. You're raging, so it's going to be half of whatever I say right now.
Yo, on a scale of 1 to your hit point maximum, how are you doing, Armbar?
9 out of 10.
So you take 14 reduced to 7. You have 3 or 4 on the Bane dice. You got a 1, so that's another hit. 16 reduced to 8 slashing damage. And a nat 1. So... that is it for the Blade Master's turn as he just unloads on Armbar. Again, you're blind, you don't see him. It is hard to defend against his attacks, but you're so pissed off that, you know, he's having trouble actually hurting. Next up, Rook.
Alrighty. So, Rook's gonna continue what she started, and the butterfly is gonna move towards the same target. I'm going for the priest.
Okay. Butterfly is able to see the priestess in the darkness. Has senses that are other than sight.
Yes.
So, are you attacking the priestess?
Yes, I'm attacking the priestess with as many attacks as I have.
Alright. Giant bat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it so has Rook's sneak attack feature. That is the relevant thing.
Well, yeah. It does have sneak attack as well. It has Rook's sneak attack.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Dang. It does it proc now?
Well, so roll a d20 plus 4. That is the to hit with the butterfly.
18.
That just hits.
Oh, damn! Go butterfly!
So, what is your sneak attack right now, Rook?
My sneak attack, 3d6 plus 4.
Well, so just 3d6, so roll 3d6 for the butterfly.
Alrighty.
It's the wild magic ability. Triggers 8 damage to the priestess.
8 damage. Mm-hmm.
And more to the point, the priestess has to make a concentration check to keep the darkness going.
Ha. Huh.
So that is plus 5. 7 plus 5, yep. Darkness is still up. Butterfly did its thing.
If that's all it can do?
Yeah, shanked the priestess with the tiniest dagger.
Yes, my little one. I guess that's it for me.
I would say, Rook, with your... passive perception. Roll me a perception check at disadvantage.
Okay. 19.
Wow. Very well.
Nice.
So, you can't see anything. Like, the arena is just a cloud of black right now, right?
Yes.
So, there's not much on the screen to look at. You know your butterfly is doing its thing, but your eyes are starting to wander, and you notice in the drow camp, there's some agitation.
Okay.
And you're looking at the matron mother. There are drow shuffling very quickly, like, out the back, right? Like, some of the soldiers are going somewhere.
Okay, I'm definitely paying attention. Okay, I'm not gonna immediately like start shaking Effie, who I hope is nearby to me, and Nadir. I'm just gonna go reach out for Nadir, and I'm gonna immediately be like, look, and point towards what I'm looking at right now. Hopefully, have them catch what I'm seeing.
What is it? What's over there?
Look, there's some soldiers that are leaving right now. What's going on? What's going on? The mother there, she doesn't look happy. There's some bad energy. I don't get it. Why would people be leaving?
Especially when it is still their fight.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Should we follow?
Hang on. I have an imp. I could send the imp to follow.
You don't have an imp.
I don't have
an imp. You have a mephit. You have a mephit.
I have a mephit.
Or no, your closet.
My closet's dead, but I got a little.
That's right, you do. Yes, you absolutely do.
Awesome.
All right, you can deal with that. Your turn is not yet.
Okay. Follow her, Rook.
That's what I'm
still
gonna
say. Yeah. I still didn't frickin' scribble you in. Hang on, let me do that before I forget. Okay, yeah, you go right before Armbar in initiative because you were real low. You rolled an 8. Armbar rolled a 4. And that's, like, literally nobody else between you two. So, it's Effie and then Armbar. So, when we get to you, you can decide what to do.
Right now...
Yeah, go ahead.
If it's still my turn, and I still can, I'll try and get a closer look. I'll try to get closer to their side. Okay. If I can?
Yeah! It's basically you're the bleachers at a baseball game, right? Like
Right, so, yeah, to their side, to wherever they're at, yeah. I want to sneak over.
You want to sneak over. Roll a stealth check, please.
Yes. There we go. My stealth. 27.
Cool.
Rogue stuff. Yeah. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying.
Nadir.
Yeah.
As you finish watching the drow, you turn to say something to Rook, and she's not. And you look around, and you know she has to be in the crowd somewhere, but she just isn't there. She's not there. She's gone. She's just gone.
Oh, well, I guess she didn't wait for me. That's fine.
Oh no, I left the bitter Nadir behind.
he'll be alright. Rock.
The youth of today sprinted and left the old man behind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, young people, yeah.
Fucking kids.
Alright, so Brock uses his telepathy to tell his retainers to get all the people that were previously kidnapped safely inside the food truck.
They do so. They stop selling. They've already sold, like, a bunch of their stuff anyway. Like, it's fine. You'll be able to sell it all. Brock, roll me a d20 plus something. Hang on.
Stop doing this to me. Plus 8 last time?
Sounds right. Roll d20 plus 8, please.
16 plus 8, 24.
Roll 3d10 plus... 4.
That's 24.
Okay, 24. Not quite yet. Roll d20 plus 8.
2 plus 8 is 10.
It's a miss. Okay. Then, let's see. No. You get another wave of just victorious, feeling like you've just accomplished something. It feels great. You are on top of the world right now.
All right.
Okay. It is your turn.
All right, so Brock pulls out his guitar and starts playing a tune. And starts leading the crowd in a chant, trying to get as many as possible to chant with him. This match blows. We want to show that darkness shit is pretty low. Tell the drow to let it go. And he just keeps going through that over and over again, trying to get the crowd to cheer with him.
Okay. So the roll we're going to use for that is going to be the one from earlier, right? The 19. One, because that was a really good roll. And two, I kind of let y'all go out of turn order. So we're going to rectify that right now. However, do you have anything else? That was your action.
Bonus action. Do I need to be able to see something to bardically inspire it?
I don't know. Hang on.
Use a bonus action in turn. Choose one creature other than yourself within 60 feet that can hear you.
Correct.
Oh.
So
if I wanted to bardically inspire Baragon a double tail, I'd have to use a crowd favor because they probably can't hear me.
Yeah, you would have to use a crowd favor. You have 3 currently because Armbar got one back. Yep. Yeah. Do you do it?
No.
Okay.
No, I think that's going to be it, because the only other bonus action thing I have is Healing Word, which would also require, at this stage, crowd favor.
Correct.
And would not heal a substantial amount.
Doubletail, you are up. You are blind. You do know that the priestess is, like, right there.
Okay. First things first, I'm going to bonus action second wind.
Sure.
I rolled that while we were taking a break. I heal 13 hit points.
Okay.
All right. Time for attacking. So many dice to be rolled. Here we go. First attack. This is disadvantage, right?
Yes, because you are blind.
Well, I rolled 2 16, so that's a 24.
That hits.
Second attack. 10.
Nope.
Third attack. 18.
Just hits.
Okay. Now, I'm hasted. Does that mean do I get four attacks, or is it just three?
Where did the third attack come?
The Echo.
That's right, because the nat one was on the Phantom. Phantom's still there. Yes, okay. So, the haste action gets you one additional attack.
Okay, that was the third one that I rolled.
Okay.
I can also use my bonus action to attack.
Use your bonus action to healing thing.
Oh, that is true. But I can use an ability that I have yet to use so far. Unleash Incarnation. You can heighten your Echo's Fury. Whenever you take the attack action, you can make one additional melee attack from the Echo's position. So I'm going to use one of those and do one more attack. The other one, a dirty 20, though.
Okay, so that hits. So that's what, three hits?
Three hits. Each 4d6. So I'm... Ooh. Roll that on my Beyond app, because that's like 12d6.
Well, roll them one at a time, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, okay. First one is 16 plus 5, 21.
Okay, roll a dexterity saving throw, please.
I don't have disadvantage on that?
Nope, it's just a dex save.
Okay, that is a... Oh, that's a natural 20.
Okay, so you take half, so 3 fire damage from Hellish Rebuke. And okay. Con save for the darkness. S. Okay, next.
Do I proc wild magic off that save?
Oh, you rolled a nat 20, didn't you? Yes, you have to do.
And you said 3 damage, right?
3 fire damage.
Okay. Is that a crit?
Oh, no. Well, it was a saving throw. Okay, so 2d100s. I'll use the Echo set. 26 and 71. That's a 1, right? Yeah, 71.
Roll a d6, please.
Yes, sir. 4.
Choose either the Priestess or the Blade Master.
The Blade Master.
His AC is reduced by 4.
That's helpful.
The Wild Magic Surge, as you reduce his armor class, he is quite a bit easier to hit now.
Sweet. Alright, this is the second set of damage, I believe, out of 3.
So you just did...
21 for the first. This is a nice high number that I like to see. 21 plus 5, 26 damage on the second set of damage.
Okay.
And the third set.
Hang on real quick. The darkness fades. And as it fades, you see the crumpled body of the priestess on the ground in front of you.
Wow. Hell yeah.
No mercy.
So your third final attack, using your haste action, technically wouldn't have been a disadvantage because it just dropped the darkness. You see the Blade Master right there laying in the armbar. He's the only target.
Do you want me to reroll it?
Yes, because you're not at disadvantage.
14 plus 8, 26.
Definitely hits.
19 damage.
Okay, takes it.
Okay, I've used my action. I've used my bonus action.
Use your haste action just now.
Use my hasted action. Not going to use one of my banked action surges from that one wild magic surge yet. That's going to be it.
That brings us to Epi.
Yeah.
Darkness is gone. At the start of the round, you had used your action to try and convince the guy.
Yeah.
Right?
The darkness is down now.
Yes. I will allow you to retcon that for obvious reasons.
Let's see. So, Rook had told me about the matron mother was going down, right? Can I glance over and see, like, how's that going?
Yeah, I mean, you see a good number of the drow fighters and some of their, like, more magic-y looking fellows making their way rather quickly out of the arena.
Alright. So, I think what I'm going to do is I'm gonna get my mephit and I'm gonna elbow him, like, Follow them. Don't be seen.
You got it!
That is an excellent little dude who deserves so many raises. Alright. And their gal is down, so...
Also, sorry to interrupt. It's okay if not. Can I say that I did that non-lethally? Because there's something I want to ask this priestess.
I will allow it.
Okay. So I just slash into her really hard, and then I just bonk her on the head with the butt of my sword.
She is at 0 hit points and stable.
Let's see, and I can't cast spells into the arena.
You can with a crowd favor. You have 3 currently.
They don't need it.
Don't need it.
Let's see.
Definitely don't need it.
And can Armbar and Baragon hear us from in there?
Nope. They are completely cut off. You guys are watching them from a separate plane of existence.
Excellent. So I can use Thaumaturgy to make my voice boom really loud.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna try and chant something like, give me a second for my brain to connect the dots. I am not the bard, but, can I get Brock to assist me on this?
I'm gonna say no, because Brock's turn is over.
Okay. Then,
Can I have used my bonus action to give Epi a bardic inspiration?
The time has passed.
Which I only didn't do because...
What?
That's fair. I should have held my bonus action.
Let's see.
I will allow you to use your reaction to give a bonus action bardic inspiration. You got nothing left at this point to give an inspiration to it.
Okay.
It's not assistance, it's an inspiration.
So Epi's just gonna use Thaumaturgy to make his voice 10 times louder and say, down with the drow, those filthy cheaters! Armbar and Baragon are winning this thing. Fair and square.
Mm-hmm. It's a slant rhyme, it works.
Sure.
Brock gives the bardic inspiration by chapping Epi on the shoulder and going, at least you tried.
I tried. Look, I didn't go to bard school, alright? I went to a wizard school. We're not known for our poetry.
So roll persuasion.
Okay, here we go.
It isn't neutral, nothing crazy, so 12.
Ooh, buddy.
You have an inspiration, so...
And a d8, plus 4, for a whopping 16.
16.
Respectable.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some people...
Could be worse. This is a wizard.
This is a wizard.
So there's definitely some people in the crowd that are like, yeah, fuck the drow. Yeah, we don't like them.
Screw those guys.
Are you looking at the drow when you say this?
I am looking at the match.
I will say Nadir and Rook, since you both were clearly looking at the drow. You hear Epi do this, because it's thaumaturgy, right? The matron mother seems to stop, and, like, eyes snap over to the Bard Rock crew. And previously, up until this point, she has been sitting on a chair that was held up by, like, 4 guys, right?
Of course, as you do.
Right, because she's the matron mother. She stands up on her own. Like, they set her down and she stands. She seems to be, like, making her way over to y'all.
Did she seem that pissed when I sang my song about how much she sucks?
I don't know that she attenuated to your song. They were reacting to something else. This was, for whatever reason, something that triggered her.
Filthy cheaters.
Well, to focus on what you said. So, that's happening.
Oh boy.
That's your turn, Epi. Armbar, you are up. Darkness is down. You can see. Blade Master's right there. You and Bar.
Alright, so Armbar's gonna look around, and he notices that the darkness is faded, and he can see his buddy Baragon over the slumped body of the priestess. He goes, "Thank you, Double Tail!" And he swings around with his great axe and tries to clean this guy's clock with his new great axe.
I give a thumbs up and I wink at the camera.
People's wink!
It's very cool.
Yeah, he does the people's wink.
Yeah. Roll your attack.
13.
Does not hit.
Even with his AC reduced by 4?
Even with the AC reduced, 13's not going to cut it.
Okay.
Alright, so that was your first attack. That was a whiff.
Okay. I will, I'll choose to attack recklessly this turn.
Okay, so at advantage.
25.
Yeah, that hits.
Did 11 damage.
Okay, takes it.
I get another attack.
Yeah, your haste.
Correct.
Okay, so the second, last attack that I do, I'm gonna teleport 30 feet up in the air, and I'm going to do the armbar elbow drop.
Okay, cool.
So that's a 21 to hit.
Okay, so as you're doing the elbow drop, the blade master shifts his weight to his back foot and brings his blade up in a different stance and pushes you physically to the side, blocking the attack.
How dare you block my signature attack?
And he blocks your attack. I think that used his reaction to do it, but he blocked your attack.
Okay.
So,
all right.
That is your both of your actions and your bonus action to use the teleport. So unless you want to move somewhere, that's it for armbar. Is Bar doing anything?
Bar is also going to do an attack.
All right.
He's going to use his great axe. 26 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
He does.
Let's go, Bar.
He does 18 points of damage.
Yeah, he does.
Let's go, Bar.
Let's go, Bar. Let's go.
Let's go.
Blade Master's starting to look a little hurt with that one.
Does Bar get another attack? I don't think he does.
No.
Bar is hate.
Well, is he? No.
No,
Bar
Bar's
is
not.
Not. However, roll a d4. Hang on. Roll a d4 because Bar is enlarged.
Okay.
You get an additional d4 of damage. So that's three more damage. Okay. So that is Bar, because Bar only gets one attack. He doesn't have multi-attack.
Should have trained Mini Bar more during the month.
Priestess is down. Cycling back to the top of the round. Nadir.
I guess Nadir's just part of this chant at this point. Because was Brock able to get the crowd, like, riled up?
Oh, yeah. Like, he's got people chanting.
Yeah, I think Nadir's just kind of part of it. He's definitely watching the approaching situation.
Okay. I will say that the chant is dying off quickly because the darkness is down. And as the darkness went away, they saw just the body of one of the fighters.
I think Nadir's like one of the last people chanting because he's not looking at the fight right now.
Okay, I gotcha. I dig it. I like the faithfulness to the character.
Yeah.
Alright, so are you prepping for anything with her coming over?
I think Nadir is just going to kind of get into the front. He's gonna stand up and kind of move so that when she approaches, he is the first one that she meets.
Gotcha. Okay. That's your turn?
Yeah.
Alright. Blade Master's turn. He is going to second win. Heal 10 plus... Where am I at? Heal 20 points of damage. Blade Master's no longer looking hurt. Looking okay again. That was a bonus action. Yeah, you just did a ton of damage to him. He's still focused on you, Armbar.
Let's go.
Don't forget about them Banes.
Yep, I gotcha. I'll go ahead and roll the d4 with the d20. Oh, that's a nat 1, so that's a miss. That's a nat 20, so the Bane doesn't matter. Let me roll this twice.
Wait. At one point, I want to impose this advantage on one of his attacks.
Probably the crit.
Yeah, I know you really rolled it, so I'll do the next one.
Alright. So it's gonna be 25 reduced to 12 slashing damage. Yeah, that rage is doing a lot of heavy lifting right now.
It helps.
12 more piercing, or slashing, sorry. This one at disadvantage, so hang on. So you dodged a crit, because there's a nat 20 and a 10 plus 9, so...
It's got crit on twice in a row.
Thank God.
And wait, 10 plus 9 with a Bane?
Oh shit! With the Bane, that goes down to an 8, which is just a miss. Nice! So, good call. That was 3 attacks? Yes. You see the Blade Master takes on a more defensive stance at the end of his turn. That is it for him.
I missed that last time.
Well, he didn't do that last time. He used a reaction to block your attack. This time, he is taking on a different stance.
Okay.
However... You managed to both block a crit and the Bane force him to miss. So, all the debuffs are doing a lot of work. Well done.
Shoutouts to Bane.
Yeah.
Yep, the bat breaker.
Rook, you are able to reach the matron mother this round, or you can sneak past her because she definitely doesn't see you and see what's going on with the drow leaving the state.
Yeah, let me go all the way to where, like, following the ones who are leaving the stadium, try to find out where they're going. Can I overhear anything that they're saying?
Do you speak Elven?
Yes, I do.
Outstanding.
We are half elf.
Alright, so you are hearing... I'll say this. Roll just for free a perception check as you get to their camp and are sneaking behind the drow.
A natural 20.
Let's go!
So, first of all, you hear everything. what is your wild magic search, please?
Oh, yes. Roll 2d100. 42 and 23. Whew!
Come on. Alright, 42 and what now?
23.
Alright, Rook. Alright, so, basically for the next hour, you're just invisible.
Holy crap! yes!
What?
Yes.
You are invisible. There is a trigger that will drop the invisibility, but you're not going to find it in the drow camp. I'll go ahead and say, above game, the next time someone says your name, the invisibility will drop.
Okay.
Or when an hour passes, right? So, since none of the drow know who you are, you're good.
Baragon just muttering in the arena, I wonder how Rook's doing.
No,
that doesn't happen.
Let me rephrase that. When you hear your name said.
Okay. Thank God. Okay, cool.
Alright, so...
I'll say somebody out there is just playing chess and it's gonna fuck with this plan.
So you had, what was it, like a 27 stealth before?
Yes.
Alright, do me a favor, roll an advantage. You cannot have a lower stealth roll. So it's at least gonna be 27, but you would be able to reroll because you're invisible now.
Okay, so...
Just get another nat 20.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so...
So I had advantage.
Advantage, yeah. So, alright, so you're now 29. Like,
What is this? Okay, wow.
It's fine. It's better. You know, that's as good as you're going to get without a nat 20. That's crazy.
Okay.
So, with a 27 perception, the drow are talking frantically amongst themselves, saying that something is killing the Mind Flayers to hurry to the basement to protect the other prisoners.
Damn, okay, that's...
And you do see several changelings are just dead up here. Blood coming out of their noses and ears, as though the creature that was linked to them was killed while still linked to them.
Okay, to the basement, and so they're all running down to the basement, obviously. So following them is down there. Okay.
Yes, they are.
So,
And you, because you're able to dash as an action and a bonus action, you are caught up at this point, right? Like, you are keeping up with them. You're invisible. You're making no sound whatsoever.
Okay.
Do you run... Would you like to... I will say you're caught up with them, because they're also running. That's as far as you get. But if you want to get there first, you definitely can next round.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to try and get there before that.
Okay. Gotcha.
I think that's a good plan. All right. And that is me.
The matron mother approaches the deer. She is within 60 feet and casting a spell.
Like, at us?
You can roll an arcana if you would like to.
Okay. I'm a do exactly that.
You're not good at that or anything. Yeah!
Oh, man. 27.
she is casting a spell to try and determine, casting detect good and evil, basically, trying to divine something about any of you.
Oh.
It is not an aggressive spell, but it is definitely, like, she is focused on you, not you individually, you as a group.
Okay. Nadir makes... like one motion for counterspell and then stops. He wants to get across the idea of I could stop this, but I'm not going to.
Sure. And you see the flicker of recognition in her eyes as you start that. Like, She probably has counterspell too, right?
Yeah.
She's a drow matron mother, you know. Safe bet. So she completes her spell, comes up, gives a curious look to Epi, and then focuses laser in on Brock.
Yeah, right.
Sounds about right. That tracks. She points at Brock and goes, "What is he doing?"
Oh, well, I mean, I think you could... He's running a food truck.
She gives you a withering look. Says, "Don't play with me." What's he doing?
Which of me are you talking about? There's three of us.
To wit, Brock, it is your turn.
Brock, suspecting something's going on, has realized he can do something.
Sure.
I pull out my DOS loop.
Hang on. Before you do anything, it is technically Inky's turn. Go ahead and roll a d20 plus 8.
I love how it has a name now.
Oh my god.
What is Inky doing?
13 plus 8 is 21.
Yeah. Roll 3d10 plus 4.
Do it!
3d10 plus 4?
Yep.
That is 24.
Rook, you watch as another... looks to be a drow. Seems to shoot upright. Twist at an unnatural angle as the changeling's form automatically reverts back to its natural state. And it drops dead with the same blood coming out of its nose and ears.
Yo, Vecna, what's up?
Brock, roll again, please. D20 plus 8.
18.
Yeah, that hits. Roll, same thing. D10 plus 4.
That is 17.
Okay. Crazy about that. Then, con saves. Nope. Yep. And, yep. Cool.
Oh my god, I know what's happening.
Do you?
I have, like, 80% of knowing what's happening.
I want to hear, above game, your guess. I want to know what you think it is. Because I don't think you do. I will give you guys some kind of prize if you guess it.
I mean, I don't mechanically know, like, the exact bits and pieces of what's going on.
Okay.
But when Brock's other soul came out, when we were talking, I don't know if it implanted something or if it cast a spell in that moment or whatever, but it is definitely actively doing something right now in the background that is killing things it was around at that time.
Well, I mean, you're not obviously, right? Like, obviously it is wrecking shit right now.
To be fair, Brock did literally ask it to murder all the drow.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
That is exactly what you asked it to do. Brock, your turn.
Did Brock use the words "I wish"?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure I didn't. However, Brock is going to pull out his DOS loop and say, "Sorry, Inky, I need to see if this works, and I'm going to cast Protection from Good and Evil on myself."
You do so.
Nothing happens?
Nope.
All right, do I proc wild magic?
You do not.
Don't as a sorcerer either. I don't know what... I'm pretty sure it's my third soul I told you not to piss off. I think it's pissed at you.
Yeah, so she is staring at you like daggers, right? She's like, call it off. And we're gonna move forward. Doubletail, it is your turn.
Epi's turn?
Alright, back to the action.
No, Epi.
And what about Epi?
So, Doubletail, Epi, Armbar.
Okay, alright, I got you. I thought Epi was right after me for some reason.
No, you rolled real good on initiative. Epi rolled real, real bad.
Alright, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. Marty rolls 50 million dice. Here we go. Three attacks, all at once. There is a natural 20 in there.
At disadvantage, please.
Oh, they're at disadvantage. Sad. Oh, he's taking the dodge action, I bet. Well, I'll just do these one at a time.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's on me. That one's my fault.
That's all good. Okay, so the first attack at disadvantage is a 26.
Yeah, that hits.
Second attack, also at disadvantage, is a 10.
Nope.
Third attack at disadvantage is an 18.
Yep.
And then my bonus action attack from my Echo's position, disadvantage,
is, wow, that's two 19s. 27.
A million. It hits. Yeah. So three hits.
Three hits.
Well done.
So 12d6 plus 15. I'm just going to roll it in the app again. This is the only target on the screen.
Yeah, just give me total damage at this point, so it's all going one place.
51 damage?
He's looking real bad. He's still up. He's looking real, real bad.
I'm going to unleash Incarnation one more time and do another attack. 19.
He uses his reaction to do a similar thing that he did with Armbar before and block the attack.
Okay. Well, that's rude. I'm going to spend one of my two banked action surges.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do have that, don't you?
So I'm going to spend one of those and do two more attacks. First one, 11 plus 8,
19. With him doing the blocking, no, it does not.
Okay, so 16 plus 8, 24.
That does hit.
12, 18 plus 5,
23. He's in single digits. He's still up.
All right, I tag off Armbar.
You do, but Epi is up first.
Right.
Ah, right.
Which, to wit, Epi, your method. Mm-hmm. It is flying just as hard as it can go. Leaving a little smoke trail, little jet stream behind it. it is using the dash action. It is not quite catching up to the drow, but it's getting there. But you now, the method is able to see, like, the corpses and stuff of the changelings as it's making its way. You're up.
Okay, so I see the method absolutely booking it over there, so, and, you know, I presumably see, you know, something happening out of the corner of my eye and look away from the fight that's going on. I'm gonna go run over to my method and hear what it has to say.
It is so far gone, you can't reach that without a spell. Like, the little dude has been flying as fast as he can for two rounds now.
To get away from it?
To get over to the drow camp to see what's going on.
Oh.
Rook is crazy fast, because Rook can dash twice, okay?
Oh, okay.
Mephit does not have that ability.
Fair enough. Never mind. I thought it was running back to me. I didn't realize it was running to the camp.
And you guys don't have a telepathic link, so you don't know what's going on with the Mephit. The Mephit is just, it's still acting on your orders. I'm letting you know this is what it has found. It's just now getting into the thick of it.
Alright, so, am I seeing all this going on, and do I hear Brock, you know, say, hey, this is the other soul, yada yada?
Oh yeah, it's right there.
So I turn to the two of them. Brock, what did you do?
It's Inky, not me.
If I put you to sleep, does that make Inky stronger, or does that make Inky go bye-bye?
I'm a pioneer in this, having a third, apparently super powerful soul territory.
Fair enough. Old ass lady. Will putting him to sleep put Inky to sleep or not?
I don't know what he's doing.
Neither do I. Do you think it would help with the soul that's attached to him? Nadir, same for you.
If the soul is attached to him,
yeah,
I imagine killing him would solve the problem.
Brock's eyes roll the back of his head. And say,
so then sleep would work. Hey, Brock.
Nope.
Look at me.
Sorry, Brock's eyes already rolled to the back of his head. All Brock's right. Not here right now, Epi.
Roll or Inky?
You kidnapped my mother.
Oh, this is...
Your people can all die a horrible death like we promised.
Talking is done with the drow. The matron mother and her immediate entourage is now going to be aggressive for y'all. More on that later. Armbar, you're up.
Holy shit.
Take him out, champ!
All attacks against him have disadvantage because he is dodging.
Okay, well, I'm gonna use... I'm gonna attack recklessly, which then gives me advantage, right?
Yes, which actually, you did that last round too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, actually.
So some of his misses should have been... It's fine. That's on me. I should have been attacking you at advantage, but it's done. So, go ahead. Roll at neutral because... advantage and disadvantage.
So I'd like to do the grab.
Okay. Roll athletics at neutral because he is dodging, which does make it harder to get him.
26.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
Dodging gives him advantage. Odds. Yeah, not enough. 24. Doesn't cut it.
Finish him, champ.
All right, we're going to do the Rolling Thunder, but Mini Bar, a.k.a. Bar, is going to help. So it is going to be a double Rolling Thunder.
Okay.
So that's attack was... Oh, wait. I got to add 2 for Rage, so that's 17. And then plus 4 for Performance, so 21.
And roll Performance for me, please.
Oh.
Okay. So you don't get another audience favor. That's what the Performance roll is for.
Okay.
Obviously, the attack still goes through. I already said he was in single digits. When you come down with this guy, he's KO'd, right? So, in flashy armbar style, duh, 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 he's gone, right?
KO!
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect!
Oh my god. Perfect.
Well, I wouldn't call this a perfect.
No.
Flawless. No, not flawless at all.
No.
So, the crowd erupts in applause as Armbar, you, and Doubletail are whisked back to the stage at the center of the arena. The Genie Prince is announcing your victory to everyone. We have our winners!
Now I do the people's win.
Okay, go ahead and do your roll. Are you using... Yeah.
Felix Dice.
Of course I'm going to use the Felix Dice.
Plus 5 at neutral, plus 5 on top of what you normally get.
That's a natural 20.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh my gosh.
People's wink!
Yo!
People's wink, baby!
The power of the people.
I like that we have all this other, like, super important, like, scary, tense plot stuff going on, and we use the Felix Dice on this.
Let's go.
It's valid.
Alright, so, first of all, roll your wild magic, yeah.
Wild magic. 69.
Ooh, baby.
Nice.
And 36.
I think the 69 makes more sense with the wink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know what it is.
So the thing is, both of these are kind of... So 69 is objectively better. So we're going to take that one. Choose a creature that can hear you.
Who can't hear me?
Well...
I'm on the stage. I'm the center of attention.
Choose a creature.
The Genie Prince.
Okay. Choose a target. Alright, I will say this. The Genie Prince is casting a cantrip. Choose a target, and I will choose the cantrip based on the target.
The Drow Matron, I suppose.
Oh, jeez.
A firebolt.
Oh, jeez.
Launches towards the Matron. She doesn't see this coming. She's not looking at the Prince. Yeah, that's a hit. Roll 4d10 for me, please.
Sick.
Yeah, imagine you're just trying to announce a show and suddenly you cast a fireball by accident.
We literally just came back.
Yeah, right?
He just sneezed and headshot this lady.
People's wink, fireball from meteor shower.
That's 25.
Alright, so it's a Genie Prince, right? So very powerful attack cantrip. The Genie does not intend to do this.
Uh-oh.
But the whole crowd watches as the Genie Prince points his finger at the Drow Mother and launches a firebolt at her. And it hits for 25 fire damage.
Don't learn today.
The announcement stops. The crowd just, like, the cheering just kind of, like, pauses, right? Like, what the shit, right? So, there's this moment of what just happened. Because it's... Like, imagine, like, the announcer getting up on the stage and then, like, shooting a crowd member, right? Like, that's what you just saw.
The t-shirt gun malfunction.
Right.
Hey,
like,
knock
is
that
there
off.
Anything left of this woman?
Well, it was only 25 damage because it's a cantrip.
Okay.
She's a matron mother. This is not a 25 hit point character.
Fair enough.
She's a caster. She's not, like, beefy, but she's definitely got more than 25.
Oh, she's a beefer, all right.
I high-five Armbar for no reason. Right.
So, weirdly, this is also, like, the end of the round, right? Dead silence, right? Like, Everything stops. The Matron Mother gets, like, blasted square in the back with a really powerful cantrip. It is as tense as it's ever been.
Do you ever just wink so hard that you start an interplanar incident?
Yeah, like, this is a problem, right?
Oh yeah, what is the result of the actual wink?
Remind me what the wink is supposed to do.
It's a signature move.
It's not like an ability or anything. I just did it for it's funny. I wink in a podcast and it's really good.
It's canonically his signature move from the arena. I think it deserves a crowd favor.
Not just that, it's a nat 20. I'll give you guys two crowd favors, but the resulting chaos is going to be something. I think this is a pretty good time to end this episode, because we're going to do the in-between matches.
Ooh.
With all of this going on. Faith.
Well, there's just one in-between match, isn't there? Or is
there's only one other match.
Yeah, there is one other match, but, you know, some stuff has happened. So we'll be picking up right at the top of initiative order in next episode with Nadir. And I guess...
I vote we guilt trip the prince into making the drow not dead.
Or we play it up as that was intentional and she should stop.
That works too.
Find out next time on Bard Rock Cafe.
Isn't this basically just the same thing as before?
Do you have a degree in marketing? Because I have a degree in marketing.
He's got you there, Doubletail. Your only degree's in the School of Hard Knocks.
Sure, whatever. Paycheck's a paycheck, I guess.
That's the spirit.
Thanks for listening to Bard Rock Cafe. We have the best fans. Remember to follow us on social media so you never miss an update, and be sure to check out our sponsor, Dragon Master Games, for your TTRPG needs. If you aren't already, consider subscribing to the show on Ko-fi to help cover production costs. Subscribers get special rewards like their own channels on the podcast Discord, personalized messages in the mid-roll ad spot, and more. And of course, we're partnered with FanRoll, whose wide variety of dice and other tabletop accessories are sure to have something unique to add to your table. Links to all that stuff can be found in the show notes.
Okay, now in the promo with your patented people's wink!
We did this bit already, but sure. I wink. In a podcast. And it's really good.
It's called a callback. Thanks for doing the ad read, Barry.
I told you not to call me Barry.
Until next time, everyone, rock on.